News Talk 1620 WTAW on Mondays for the better part of the year. We spend time with an update from United Way of the Brazos Valley, and this will kind of wrap things up for the spring and summer hiatus. President Allison Prince is on hand, and we have some numbers.
We do. So we're kind of calling our 2015 community campaign finished. I still have kind of an approximate number because there are still a few things that are trickling in, but we are calling the campaign total to be finished. So anything more that comes in after this point, if it's earmarked for that campaign, we'll put it towards that. Otherwise, it will go to our next campaign, which actually kind of officially opens now. But we are happy to report that we raised $650,000 through our workplace campaigns towards the 2015 community campaign. This is a little bit down from last year. If you remember, we had our $800,000 goal last year that we hit. And so this was down a bit, but we also knew that things were going to be a little bit tougher this year with the economy. But I think it turned out a little bit tougher than we even predicted. But we have some great measures to say that we had some great progress this year. We have a lot of great things coming up to even make us better in the future. So of the 650,000, there were 132 campaigns, workplaces that hosted a campaign. So thank you to those 132. A little bit later this month, we're going to spend an entire week going out and saying thank you, writing thank you notes, making phone calls. So if you do get a phone call from us in the next couple weeks, we're just calling to say thank you. We just want to say thank you for everything that you've done to help make this campaign a great success. We had 15 new campaigns, which was kind of a nice increase for us to have those new campaigns that came in, as well as some campaigns that didn't continue on from last year as well. So we always have kind of some that don't have a campaign and then others that do that come on. About approximately 160 campaign rallies. So each company that hosts a workplace campaign hosts a rally for their employees or some sort of meeting. And that means that we have volunteers or staff that go out to those and talk about United Ways. We have partner agencies that go along and share their stories of success and struggles even to help people understand what they're giving to. So 160 campaign rallies. Over 2,000 donors to the campaign, which puts, when you take into just our individual gifts to the campaign, the average gift was $218. So we're not talking about donors having to make huge financial contributions. These are just you and me people making contributions through their workplace campaign, that little by little, making a small contribution, paid out over a year, it adds up to be something really great. That everybody, if you gave $218, you could be a part of something much bigger of $650,000. So that's pretty cool. We cannot acknowledge anything about campaign without acknowledging the volunteers that helped us make this happen. We worked with a team of about 20 what we call loaned executives. These are our volunteers from companies that help us coordinate rallies, go out and speak on our behalf. So 20 loaned executives, plus each company that hosts a workplace campaign has something that we call an internal coordinator. So those are the people that are on the inside helping to make sure everybody gets their pledge forms filled out, gets the posters up, plans the fundraisers, the bake sales. So we want to say thank you to our volunteers as well as so that's our loaned executives and our internal coordinators, because without them, this could not happen. And so they are such the backbone of this effort. Between those people, over 1,000 volunteer hours were given during this campaign. So we just have to say a huge thank you to everybody that made this campaign a success. We have amazing things coming up this year with Day of Action. First off, we've talked about that, where we are working to put 1,000 books in the hands of babies on June 21st. So we still have some collection sites. So if workplaces, if you didn't host a workplace campaign, and you want to be involved in a different way, or if you did and you're like, hey, I want to keep working with United Way, we are collecting books and toys and baby essentials for that Day of Action effort. So there's still some collection sites that we could use. So go to our website, uwbv.org, to learn a little bit more. We also have a big announcement coming up in the next couple of weeks of a cool campaign kickoff that we'll be doing in September. So tune back in for that. And we've got really great things ahead we've got some great momentum going.
Visiting with Allison Prince, United Way of the Brazos Valley, $650,000 and raised through workplace campaigns for the community campaign in the service area. How does that compare with the number that's going to be distributed to agencies?
So we are still finalizing that information. Our board is looking at that. Our board approved just the other day that we're still going to use the what we call a 60%, 20%. So 80% of what is raised will be reinvested in the community. 60% of that 100 will be for grants, and then 20 will be for our investment initiatives around 211 Texas, Youth Leadership Cabinet, Volunteer Brazos Valley, Valley, as well as Financial Stability Innovation Fund. So we're still finalizing that, our budgets, since we're still just getting information in still from some agency or some companies. We'll be finalizing that here in the next month to finalize all of our information. Our grant review process is finishing up. The grant reviewers will be meeting this week, making their final recommendations that will be going forward. So everything kind of behind the scenes is coming together right now.
And those who are recipients of what's been collected this year, they will be notified accordingly as the board makes those decisions.
Exactly. It'll be in June. They'll be, or at the end of May, beginning of June is when they'll be notified.
And speaking of grants, I do not want to let time pass without a shout out to the youth and their grant announcements.
Yeah, we had, during our board meeting on Thursday, the youth cabinet joined us at the end of it to make their grant awards. They had a goal of raising $7,000 last year, and they blew that out of the water and raised $13,200. We are so proud of them and their efforts, because this is a group of high school students that did small fundraisers at their schools. If you think that you can't make a difference in your community and do something to make a better, your community a better place, just look at these students, because they are proving to us that you can, that it doesn't take a big organized effort. It doesn't take a lot of money to do this. It just takes an energy and a willingness to get involved. And these youth did that, and they did a great job. After they're kind of covering their expenses, a few little things that they had about $11,500 to grant. They did a open RFP process, so any nonprofit could apply. They had over, I think it was 28 applications to review, and they had to make funding decisions that got it down to 14. So they went through a very similar process like our large grant process. They reviewed those applications, they scored them, and then they made those recommendations and decisions. So we're really proud of them. It is truly showing what the future is about and what investing in your community is about, investing in the leaders. Not only are we trying to invest today to address community issues, we're also trying to build leaders for tomorrow that will be equipped to also address issues as they come up, as they grow, and that they're involved in their community. So that's a big goal of Youth Leadership Cabinet, and we're very proud of their efforts.
And that's our update. United Way of the Brazos Valley. More information online at uwbv.org. Allison Prince joining us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.